Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The New Zealander of the Year awards were announced last week. Scientist and inventor Ray Avery was named New Zealander of the Year, and good on him. But here at Public Address Radio, we thought we'd talk to the young New Zealander of the Year, a junior doctor and social and environmental activist named Divya Dhar. I caught up with her this week at Auckland Hospital. Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Were you, is this something that you nominate yourself for, that people nominate you for? How does it work?
It's something that someone else has to nominate you for.
Was it your mum?
My mum actually found it in the post office. She was like, oh, Div, have you seen this? And I was like, mum, no way, I'm not going to get this. Please, let's not waste time on this. She's like, no, I really think you should look into this. And then my friend, who's used to be the president of New Zealand Medical Student Association, decided to nominate me.
And unbeknownst to you, in this conversation you'd had with your mother, she didn't know anything about this? Or?
Oh, no, she knew about this, and I told my friend about it, and he goes, yeah, I think we should nominate you. So I was like, oh, my God. But I seriously did not think that I would even get to the finalist stage.
Why do you think, all modesty aside, why do you think you won? What is it that you did? Because, I mean, obviously there's lots of doctors here, but you're more than just a young doctor.
Well, I think what I do is give people, I guess, hope that there's a world that we can all live in that we always dreamed about when we were younger. You know, before people decided that the world is as it is, we used to all have dreams that everyone's going to be in a fair society where we were going to, I guess, be happy. And I think what I've managed to keep, at least till now, is that dream alive, that a world can exist where we are socially balanced and we uphold with each other justice. So I think at the bottom of everything, you know, below all the stuff that I've been doing that people have been talking about, I think under all that lives that dream. And I think that's actually what's carried me through, and I think that's what people get inspired by.
Is it that sort of thinking that led you to go to med school?
Definitely. I have a huge passion for people. I've always had that from a very young age. And when I had to ask myself what career I wanted to do, I looked at, you know, where will I have the most time with people? And medicine was number one, really. So that's why I decided to come in here. And also, I was good at science, so it just fitted really well.
You say you have the most time with people, but how have you found being a young doctor, a junior doctor, I suppose, in terms of the amount of time that you have to put in and the amount of time you actually do get with people?
Oh,
is that your pager?
That's my pager, sorry.
That, we'll pause this for a second. Right, so you're back. One more life saved today. Nice work.
Oh, thank you.
Now, part of your reasoning for being a doctor was to get into this. I mean, was there any moment in your life, you were born in Auckland or you were born overseas?
I was born overseas in India.
Yeah. But you grew up, when did you move to New Zealand?
I moved here at the age of 9.
Right.
Yeah.
So you've been here for quite a while now.
Long time,
You and your twins, identical twin sister?
No, we're not identical. Oh, right. We're fraternal twins,
right,
yeah.
There you go. Was there any moment in your life, whether it was in India or here, where, you know, a significant event that you think gave you this mindset that you've got now that you want to change the world?
Definitely, I remember being on a train in India, and I remember peering outside the window and seeing people on the streets with next to no clothes on, and they were sitting down and they were missing limbs. And I said to myself, that's not fair. Why are they like this? And I remember saying to myself, oh my God, I have to change this. But you know, once I came to New Zealand, it's like what's not in front of you, you don't see it, it doesn't exist. And because I didn't see it, I was like, you know, it just totally dropped from my mind. And then I guess what happened was I got into med school. And one of the cool things about med school is you really get to see people at their worst and at their best. And I got to see what leads people to have the lives that they do, just simply because of the way I get taught in medicine. And I realized that no man is the way that they are just because of who they are. So much comes in behind, like what their level of education was, who were their parents, what their level of education was, what employment they had been given. So many factors come into the play. And I remember seeing poverty in New Zealand that so many people just don't talk about, and being exposed to it, because in med school I got to go to rural centres and seeing people living like they're living in sheds and they have no electricity. And there's people who don't realise New Zealanders live in sheds without electricity and running water. And I think I realised then that actually it exists everywhere and there's injustice everywhere, and that we need to do something about this.
And so you're also, I understand, involved in, say, activism around climate change and the environment?
Well, I got involved with that at around 2006. I got selected to be part of a youth delegation for the Digital Earth Summit, which where a whole lot of leaders from around the world came together in Auckland to talk about how technology could save the climate. But we as young people were saying, actually, it's not going to be, we can't rely on technology. We as people need to look after this as well. We need to change our own way of living, I guess. And what I realized then was that needs to be promoted. And because I'm working in medicine, I think what I've tried to do is bring that culture into what I'm doing. So like the New Zealand Medical Student Association, asking them to join the Climate Change and Health Coalition. During my selective, writing a paper on the emissions trading scheme that the government was proposing at the time. So in my own way, I was trying to bring climate change into health, because I think, and it has been said by some of the leading journals like The Lancet, climate change is the biggest health problem in the 21st century.
Do you see yourself out in at the coalface, whether it's in New Zealand or overseas, you know, in the third world, directly helping the people with the problem, or do you see yourself perhaps more behind the scenes trying to change the system?
Honestly, I think the best policymakers come about with their thinking if they worked on the ground at grassroots. So what I'd hope to do is combine grassroots with policymaking, because, you know, the best ideas come from doing something on the ground, and if it works, right, let's nationalize it. And if it's really good, internationalize it. So I don't see myself sitting in the ivory tower playing like, oh, I know the best. I think what would work best for me and would work best for the people that I want to work for is me actually being on the ground, getting dirty and learning from those lessons, and then taking those lessons to a national level and then an international level. So I'd hope I'd get a good balance across those.
And so in order to stay away from those sort of ivory towers, to get out there and get your hands dirty in the third world, where are you going this weekend?
I'm actually going to a conference in Harvard on
Harvard University.
That's
right.
Harvard University. And it's on international relations, focusing specifically on the Asia-Pacific region. And the panel I've decided to sit on is the environmental panel, where there's going to be about 40 young leaders from across the world talking about some of the solutions that we can see for climate change. So that's going to be really interesting, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, and your next chance to actually really get your hands dirty and get out there into the situation, what have you got planned?
Well, I've come together with a group of my friends. We're founding an organization called the P3 Foundation, and our aim is to mobilize young people to break the poverty cycle. And we want to do that through education, by which we're going to run challenges and conferences. We want to do that through actual projects on the ground, so both here in New Zealand and overseas. And thirdly, we want to take the rest of our nation with us on this journey. I think the best social movements have always come from people who are young, if you look back and see, you know, in history. So I think there's a lot of energy in young people, and if we tap into that and then get the rest of our society behind with us, I'm hoping what we could do is run campaigns on the Millennium Development Goals, for example, that New Zealand has promised that we will put 0.7% of our ODA in. Still hasn't happened. So those kind of things are the things that I want, I guess, us as young New Zealanders with the rest of New Zealand to be doing.
Fantastic. Look, I haven't spoken to the other two finalists, but by the sounds of it, you're a very deserving winner, so congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
And that was this year's Young New Zealander of the Year, Dr. Divya Dhar. Coming up after the break, we head to Bandcamp.